I think I've seen my son check them out of the local library, which contained both a book and a DVD as part of the package on the shelf. Would you have to charge for half of the product under that kind of a, how would you separate that as a librarian?
Well, what you mean, are you presuming that the legislation has been changed and it's possible?
Assuming we reverse 100 years of tradition in this province and we'd start charging people to take stuff out from the library, how would you separate those titles that come both as published and as DVDs simultaneously?
Well, we'd have to adopt a policy framework to take before the board as to what we would charge for, and the board may choose not to charge for any instructional, educational, perhaps that would be included in that category. It would be a complicated
matter. Your accommodation policies, how much of that material is used by people with disabilities who either have visual impairments or other impairments that only allow them to access this information through DVD or tape?
Well, we do have an obligation to provide DVDs for the hearing impaired, which have
closed captioning. But we're going to charge under the proposed motion, you have to start charging people with disabilities a fee for the only way they can get information.
Well, we would probably have to create an exception under that in that circumstance.